from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Wednesday as we begin another racing week, Las Vegas style, right here from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on the Las Vegas Strip in your gaming capital, Las Vegas, Nevada. We welcome you to the show today, and it's going to be a busy, busy week here in Las Vegas. Not only do we get into the Sweet 16 and then the 8 before the weekend is over, March Madness 2, but we also got a lot going on Saturday that is going to have a lot of implications for the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. We welcome you to the Race Day show on this morning. And all I can say is I hope all of you are watching us on the South Point Studio feed, the South Point Studio Network on YouTube. And if you're not, you might be listening to us here running around town on our anchor radio stations here in Las Vegas, KSHP Sports Talk 1400 AM. And 107.1 FM. Or maybe you're listening to us through the streaming of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. Or maybe your iPhone or your Android with your apps. You can either get your radio station app, the KSHP app, and put it on your device so you can hear us. Or you can use your YouTube app and go to South Point Studio on YouTube. And, of course, you'll see our South Point Studio network feed. where you can see and hear us on the shows, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the show for this Wednesday as we begin another interesting and jam-packed week of horse racing and sports here from Las Vegas. Want to remind everybody out there, South Point Studio is now on Instagram. We are on Instagram now. You go to South Point Studio, you go to Instagram.com, and then you'll punch in S-O-P-O Studio LV. That's S-O-P-O Studio LV on Instagram. We are now part of Instagram as well, and we welcome all of you that will participate through Instagram as well. Well, looking at the weather here in Las Vegas, we got some wind whipping through maybe throughout the week, but not too much to talk about. Right now it's 47 degrees outside. We're going to get up to 75 today, but we're going to have this range all through the week in case you're making plans to come on out here and do a little bit more of March Madness basketball and, of course, all the great racing that's going to start early, early, early Saturday morning. Because Saturday morning here at the South Point in the Racebook, we'll be taking the commingled parimutuel wagering on the Dubai World Cup. The Dubai World Cup racing evening there, but very early morning here. You can participate in by betting on the Dubai World Cup. And, of course, not only will be the Dubai World Cup the centerpiece of the racing there at Maidan Racecourse in Dubai on Saturday, but it'll also feature the UAE Derby, which will hold 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. This weekend, races that will hold 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard include the UAE Derby, and then the Florida Derby at Gulfstream Park, and then the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn Park as well. In addition to that, there's a 30-point leaderboard getter there in England, the Cardinal Condition. And as far as the Kentucky Oaks is concerned, well, they got 100-pointers too. 100 points on the leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks will feature the Fantasy Stakes at Oaklawn Park and the Gulfstream Park Oaks at Gulfstream Park as well. So there's a lot of 100-pointers out there, and it's going to change the leaderboard quite a bit for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks as we move into the final weekend of March, and then into the first weekend of April. Now, when we get to the first weekend of April, well, you know, the first Saturday in May is the main event. It is the Kentucky Derby, so time's eking away. As a matter of fact, we'll have 5 weeks now until the Kentucky Derby. Want to make your plans to be with us here in Las Vegas at the South Point for our South Point Kentucky Derby party over the weekend. That will include a special Kentucky Derby, Kentucky Oaks show here on the South Point Studio Network on Thursday at 5 a.m. That'll be Thursday, of course, the week of the Kentucky Derby. That'll be a Thursday, the 2nd of May. And then on the 3rd of May, Friday, the 3rd of May, that'll be Oaks Day. And, of course, that will have the Kentucky Oaks card in our race book. And then following that, in the Grandview Lounge afterwards, adjacent to the race book, we'll have our Kentucky Derby seminar featuring, of course, Jonathan Hardoon coming in from the East Coast, John Lindo coming in from the West Coast. We'll converge here in the Grandview Lounge, which is right next to the race book, as I say. And I'll be hosting that Kentucky Derby, the Kentucky Derby seminar, about 6 o'clock on Friday night, May 3rd. And that'll be right after the Kentucky Oaks Day card at Churchill Downs, and of course, when racing is wrapped up on the West Coast as well. And then the following day, Kentucky Derby Day, of course, and that'll be the 4th of May. That's the first Saturday in May. We'll have the big Kentucky Derby Day celebration up there in the Grand Ballroom. We'll have plenty of seats, big banquet tables, huge big screen TVs, and of course, plenty of betting windows and food and beverage discounts as well, all up there in the Grand Ballroom to celebrate the 150th running of the Run for the Roses. So we got a lot to do, that's for sure. I want to remind you, Keeneland is going to open up on Friday, April the 5th. So we're looking about a week away from the opening of Keeneland, and then, of course, you know, the Bluegrass comes there, and that week as well, the Santa Anita Derby. And as far as March Madness is concerned here, that'll be week two, the second week of March Madness. We're down to the Sweet 16 now. March Madness this week will cover, again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. By the time we get to Sunday, we get down to the nitty-gritty for the March Madness. And what a crazy week of March Madness it was, that's for sure. In the first round of betting, there were a lot of upsets in the first round of betting. But in the second round that happened Saturday and Sunday, the favorites were just, it was a monsoon, just a wave, a tidal wave of favorites. As a matter of fact, in the second round, 15 of the 16 games played were won by the favorites. Not all of them covered, but were won by the favorites all eight on Saturday. So we'll wait and see now. Those matchups already set and ready to go for the start of the second weekend, which is the third round, and that'll be starting tomorrow. All right, so we got our weekend ahead. We're going to take a look today at the Arkansas and Florida Derby fields, along with Jonathan Hardoon, and a quick look at the UAE Derby as well. And, of course, I want to remind everybody that I want to remind you that we're on Instagram, that's for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick first break. When we come back, we'll have some headlines and news, and then we'll be heading out to with Jonathan Hardoon and, of course, your racing menu yet to come. And, of course, the leaderboard, the latest leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby coming up. We got a lot on the show. In addition to Jonathan Hardoon, we'll have Rich Eng back to talk a little bit about the Sweet 16. Then we'll have John Linda with the Southern California Report and Jerry J with a few more strategies on betting. Don't go away. We'll be right back, just starting our week here from the South Point Studios in Las Vegas.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, taking a look at some news, especially towards the Kentucky Derby and, of course, the Kentucky Oaks. Endlessly, the winner recently on the synthetic racetrack in the Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway Park. You know, he won both races on synthetic racing, that being the El Camino Real Derby and, of course, the Jeff Ruby, both on the Tapita footing. Well, they decided that they're not getting Derby fever, okay? His next start will be on the grass. He will go to the turf now endlessly. Winner of those two races will go to the turf, which is a lot more conducive to horses running on synthetic and performing well on synthetic than they are for the dirt racing. So endlessly will not be going to the Kentucky Derby. Catching Freedom. His next start will be in the Kentucky Derby. He's set and ready. He'll be training up to the Kentucky Derby. West Saratoga, who finished second in the Jeff Ruby, goes to the Kentucky Derby next. He'll be training up to the Derby as well. As far as Tierra and Our Pretty Woman, who finished first and second in their last start, of course, that was at the Fairgrounds and the Fairgrounds Oaks. They're set for a rematch in the Kentucky Oaks. They will go right to the Kentucky Oaks from there. Word on Doorknock. We thought we might see Doorknock this weekend or the next weekend. This weekend or last weekend. But Doorknock is now heading towards the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland. He'll be going next in the Bluegrass Stakes. And we want to just mention the fact of trainer Eddie Canale. He had such a horrible, horrible thing that happened to him. A horse trailer carrying thoroughbreds that were going from Arkansas to Kentucky and Keeneland crashed the other day. Seven thoroughbreds were in the from Eddie Canale's barn. Three passed away as a result of the crash. Four had life-threatening situations, and they are now being attended to. And the driver has non-life-threatening, and we'll wait and see what happened with that. But terrible happening there with the horse trailer. Our thoughts and our concerns go out to the Canale barn for that. Emerald Downs is going to have penny breakage now, just like Kentucky. Emerald Downs, when they start, are going to have penny breakage on their payoff, so it'll be down right to the penny. Todd Pletcher lost his appeal, so he'll take a from the New York Racing Commission. A 60-day hold up there. He'll have six horses were held up, so he'll have 14-day suspension going on for Pletcher. That suspension stands. Flavian Pratt is now on to Keeneland. He'll be racing at Keeneland. He'll be leaving Santa Anita, and he'll be going to Keeneland when it opens up on Friday, April the 5th. And Jody's Pride is going to change her next start. She will be going in the Ashland Stakes at Keeneland as well. And I got to tell you, there was a six-year-old Oklahoma bred Ova Charge that won the Paige Cortez Stakes Sunday at the fairgrounds and registered the highest buyer figure so far this year. 113 buyer figure for that six-year-old Louisiana bred on Sunday closing day at the fairgrounds. A lot going on, that's for sure. All right, time to get started with our racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. I want to remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this menu each and every racing day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. If you're in it, not a problem, like we are here. These will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks today. If not, and you're in another time zone, however you get us around the world, adjust to the Pacific time zone. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. First post times, Pacific. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. And now Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:30. 9:30 at Tampa Bay. And I do believe they have a carryover. Yes, they do. Tampa Bay Downs, pick six jackpot carryover, $9,346. And a first post time at Tampa Bay at 9:30. Next comes Parks Racing. Parks Racing has a first post time of 9:40. 9:40 first post at Parks Racing. Their carryover for their jackpot pick five, $221,337. That's the carryover in the pick five jackpot, $221,337. First post time at Parks set at 9:40. Then next comes Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carryover of $49,912. Their first post time is 9:55. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park, Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $580,635. And remember, we're coming up to the big weekend of racing on Saturday at Gulfstream Park with the Florida Derby and an abundance of other stakes races. So who knows? Going to be big if it carries over to that day. Right now, it's standing at $580,635. First post time at Gulfstream Park is at 10:10. After that, we go to Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $113,512. First post time, Turf Paradise, 1:25. And then we go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park has a first post time of 2:55. Their carryover and their pick six jackpot is $117,612. That at Turfway Park, first post time, 2:55. And then we'll wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown Races has a pick six jackpot carryover of $62,235. Their first post time is at 4 p.m. And that's your racing menu for today, Wednesday. Want to remind everybody, too, out there, as far as the stakes races are concerned this weekend, the stakes races this weekend will be plentiful, that's for sure. By the way, Saturday and Sunday, the Coast to Coast Pick 5 from Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. Saturday, they're going to seed that pot there, the Coast to Coast on Saturday, Florida Derby Day, at $100,000. I think that thing will just fly over that, but they're going to seed it at $100,000 for that. Okay. As far as the weekend, Saturday, we got 17 stakes races overall. Gulfstream Park will have 10 stakes races that, of course, are highlighted by the Florida Derby and the Gulfstream Park Oaks. One grade one, two grade twos, and one grade three among them. Oaklawn Park on Arkansas Derby Day will have a grade one, a grade two, and a grade three of four stakes races on that card. And, of course, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, Turfway Park will all come in with one stakes each. And on Sunday, Sunday, only one stakes race on the card around the country, and that is at Santa Anita, a grade three. All right, time to bring in Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Doing fine. Got a lot of news, a lot of stuff going on, man. We're going to start off really early on Saturday morning, a half a world away at Maidan Racecourse for the Dubai World Cup. And I guess the UAE Derby, since it does hold 100 points for the Kentucky Derby, ought to be a pivotal race for that, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we're still waiting for one of those horses to come here and win, but they're getting closer, and certainly the Japanese horses, which just a few years ago, they were automatic throwouts. Not anymore. They're serious players now. They performed well in the Breeders' Cup, and now they're trying to do it again in the Derby.
And as far as the UAE Derby is concerned, there'll be 13 going in that race, and one of the Japanese, Forever Young, will probably be the favorite in that race. And certainly there's horses coming in from all over Europe, et cetera, for the UAE Derby. And, you know, it packs a pretty good purse value as well.
Well, if you remember Forever Young's last race, I guess it was in Dubai a couple of weeks ago, he was ultra impressive. He looked like he was hopelessly beat, and he got up just to nail the other horse on the wire. So obviously he's a real horse, and he still has to earn some points, so we're going to find out this week.
Well, taking a look at the leaderboard for the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks before all of these 100-pointers this weekend, Catching Freedom, who obviously won his last week, and like I said, he's going to point now right for the Kentucky Derby, leads with 125, so he's in. You got Endlessly, who they say is going to go on the grass next and pass up the Kentucky Derby. He's got 100 points, but with him out, that'll bump somebody up from the very bottom up into the field. Then you got Track Phantom. You got Track Phantom.
That's a smart move by Endlessly's camp. I mean, they know that he's a turf horse or synthetic horse at best. So, you know, why waste a shot in the Derby? You might as well, you know, point for a stake on the grass, and I guess that's what they're doing. And I think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, so do I. And as a matter of fact, there is a nice grass race for three-year-olds on a Derby weekend at Churchill Downs, so I expect to see him in that race, that's for sure. And then you got Track Phantom at 70, you got West Saratoga at 67, Timberlake at 66, Honor Marie at 65, Door Knock at 60, and Domestic Product at 60, and Sierra Leone is at 55, and Deterministic at 50. That's the top 10. But as you can see, as soon as these races are run this weekend, and with Endlessly not pointing for the Kentucky Derby, you got Catching Freedom on top, and then every one of the winners this weekend with 100 points are going to bump right up behind them.
Unless Muth beats Timber. Well, I guess Muth is going to run against Timberlake in Arkansas, and it looks like a two-horse race. You know, Muth doesn't get any points. So, you know, it's really important, I guess, for Timberlake to run at least second, and he should have no problem doing that. I think he's going to be 1-2 in the race, and that will get guaranteed to get him in. Even though the truth of the matter is, he'll probably get in if he just stays with the 66. At this point, I don't see – there aren't enough of those races where you're going to get 15 horses that are going to jump over them, you know?
Yeah, you got a point there. I think that I would think that the top 10 right now, even with all the 100-pointers coming up, they might be bumped down, obviously. But they're still going to make the cut because it's a 20-horse field, and some just won't have enough points. As far as the Kentucky Oaks is concerned, of course, Tarifa, when she won the Fairgrounds Oaks, locked it up with 150 points. She's in. Jody's Pride, 65. Fiona's Magic, 60. Everland, it's 54. That was your horse that you picked out to win the Bourbonnais Oaks over the weekend at a nice $20 and change price. And then we've got Lemon Muffin at 50, Our Pretty Woman, who fought Tarifa through the the Fairgrounds Oaks, and they'll have their rematch coming up, of course, in the Kentucky Oaks. But she's in with 50, Vivi's Dream 48, Intricate 45, Jin Jin 41, and Just FYI and West Omaha sitting there at 40. So that's the way the top half of the leaderboard looks right now for the Kentucky Oaks, but we've got a couple of 100-pointers for that as well.
Yeah, you have a point, 100 pointers coming up this weekend, so that board's going to change as well.
Yeah.
You know, a lot's going to change by Sunday, Ralph. We'll have a much clearer picture. And again, they're coming down to the nitty-gritty. There aren't going to be many more opportunities after this weekend or maybe next weekend. They're not going to, you know, race 2 weeks before the Derby and expect to get in.
Yeah, this weekend.
Whatever's going to happen, yeah.
But, I mean, I think this weekend and then, of course, the weekend with the Santa Anita Derby and the Bluegrass, that's going to be the finals as far as anybody surprising getting in, that's for sure. And we can really start formulating what we think is going to be the main contenders for the Kentucky Derby this year and the Kentucky Oaks. Looking at the Florida Derby, from the rail out, Frankie's Empire is going to make it third in the Fountain of Youth. You got Hades, who won the Holy Bull. You got Bail Us Out, a winner of a maiden special weight race for Todd Pletcher. He's in there now. And then, by the way, owned by, the Rapoli. So I guess that's why a horse goes from maiden special weight right into the fray with Kentucky for the Kentucky Derby run. Grand Mo the First was third in the Tampa Bay Derby. Real Macho, who was fourth in the Fountain of Youth. La Dame Bro, second in the Fountain of Youth. Catalytic, second in an allowance race at Tampa Bay. You got Seminole Chief, who won an allowance claiming race at Gulfstream. Conquest Warrior, another winner of an allowance claiming race. Then you got Fierceness. Fierceness drew post 10 of 11, so he's drawn bad posts in a couple of his attempts here. Of course, his last start was third in the Holy Bull. He's got to bounce back. And the 11 is Iris's Dream, another winner of a maiden claiming race. So that's an outsider looking in at a big price, that's for sure. But that's the Florida Derby. You know, you look at the Florida Derby, and I guess it's a race that is really centered around Fierceness and trying to bounce back.
The most important horse running this weekend in any of the Derby races is Fierceness, because which Fierceness is going to show up? The horse has four career starts. Two of them were off the charts, and two of them, honestly, were really duds. So here's the question. Is the good Fierceness going to show up, the one that won the Breeders' Cup last year, or is the not-so-good Fierceness going to show up? And if he doesn't show up this week, I would say he's probably not going to go to the Derby. They're going to come up with something. You know, it's just the way this game is, and I believe that if he doesn't show up and he doesn't show the good Fierceness, who knows? Maybe they'll even retire him. I don't know. I don't know anything from the inside, just a feeling I have.
Well, I think that if he doesn't run well in the Florida Derby, you could say, simply put, hey, we're passing up the Kentucky Derby and regrouping, because that's what they're going to have to do if they keep him racing, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, but regrouping with these kind of horses usually means going to the breeding shed, to be honest with you. You know, they're just too valuable to keep in racing, and the insurance and everything else that's involved makes it not worth it, really. And the horse still has somewhat of a resume. I mean, he won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He won the 2-year-old of the year Eclipse Award. So he certainly has value.
Well, now, taking a look at the Arkansas Derby, there's 10 in that race. From the rail out, Will Take It, who was second in a maiden special weight at Oaklawn Park. You got Timberlake breaking from post two. Of course, he's the winner of the Rebel Stakes. You got Dematic. Dematic finished fifth in the Rebel Stakes. He's a part of that Winchell Asmussen group there. You got Time for Truth, who won an allowance optional claimer at Oaklawn Park in his last start. Liberal Arts, who was third in the Southwest Stakes. You got Informed Patriot, who was second, make that fifth in the Sunland Park Derby. You got Muth, of course, so we all know that's the Bob Baffert trainee, won the San Vicente. That was a one-turn stakes race at 7 furlongs. But remember, if Muth wins, no Kentucky Derby points there because he's trained by Bob Baffert. And he is one of the favorites in the race, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, probably be the favorite at post time. Then you've got Just Steel, an offspring of Justify, who was seventh in the Rebel Stakes. You got Mystic Dan, who won the Southwest Stakes. Remember, rolling up the rail in the mud there. And you got Imperial Gun, another horse who just finished fourth in an optional allowance claimer at Oaklawn Park. So you got a lot of horses, some of the horses in the Arkansas Derby. And it's a big purse, too. It's over $1 million. But got a lot of them. They're making their stakes start their first stakes appearance in in a race like the Arkansas Derby.
And they're going to get a lot of points if they pull it off. It's a two-horse race off of the figures anyway, early. It looked like Timberlake and Muth. It looks like they're going to have their own private little match race because I think they're just clearly better than the rest of this field. They're certainly short on experience, and it's a lot to ask a horse to go out and win two turns, stake race, in your third or fourth career start. So that's why I gave the edge either Timberlake or Muth. And Timberlake's drawn inside, and Timberlake also has a win over the track. So that's certainly important. While Muth may be the favorite, Timberlake may be the right horse to be betting. Yeah. Too early to tell.
Yeah, no question about that. But that does look like it's going to come down to those horses. And when you stop and think about it, I think Maynon is going to be going in the Santa Anita Derby for Bob Baffert as well. So there is a void there without the Baffert horses in it. But this is still a Kentucky Derby field that I don't have a feel for it yet. Do you, Jonathan?
No one stepped to the head of the class yet. You've had a couple of big performances, but no one's done it consistently, and no one's put races together, so we're going to have to see what's going on. And again, you have to be right on the first Saturday of May. The trainers are trying to get them to be, to have them fully cranked for that race. And now's where the training certainly makes a difference.
Well, it certainly does, that's for sure. And Jonathan, I want to thank you a lot for that big winner in the Bourbonnais Oaks over on Saturday. That was a nice win, and we'll see how that horse ends up in the Kentucky Oaks, that's for sure. But we got racing today, buddy, and so we need some horses.
We do. We have a play for you at Gulfstream and a play for you at Tampa. On Sunday, we had a winner and a second, so let's see if we can't keep it going. First of our two radio plays, Ralph, comes in the seventh race today at Gulfstream. It's a mile on the main track, and I love the number five horse in here, Steel Dancer. This is a four-year-old filly from the Martin Drexler barn. I like the rider switch today to Irad Ortiz. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. She's had excuses in her last two races, two trouble trips, go back 3 and 4 starts. Either one of those races wins this race, and I think number five, Steel Racer, is sitting on a big effort today.
Well, your jock is going to give him the best. Irad is just leading the pack there at Gulfstream Park. So in fifth race, make that the seventh race at Gulfstream, number five, and that is Steel Racer, number five at Gulfstream. And I know that you've always been kind of looking at Tampa Bay on Wednesdays. Do we have a pick there?
We do. The ninth and final today, Ralph. I like it. This is 7 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number 10 horse in here, Grand Valley. This is a five-year-old from the Victor Barboza barn. Juan Batista Bortarati is listed at 4-1 on the morning line. He obviously has had physical problems throughout his career. He only has 14 lifetime starts. However, when he shows up, he fires every time. I like the draw. 4-1 on the morning line, number 10, Grand Valley, pick 5, pick 6, single. Today's ninth and final out of Tampa Bay Downs.
All right, that ninth and final at Tampa Bay, number 10, Grand Valley. The 10 Grand Valley is the pick in the ninth race at Tampa Bay. I want to remind everybody that Jonna has full sheets for both Tampa Bay and Gulfstream Park right now at your website, right?
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. We'll talk.
All right, you got it, my man. And when we come back, we'll be looking towards Rich Ang, because I'm sure that he got a lot of rest over the weekend. However, I know where he was over the last 2 days in the weekend, and I'm gonna bust him for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Wednesday, pumping it up for a big week coming up here from Las Vegas with all the great racing on Saturday and the college basketball game. Now we're getting into the nitty-gritty, the Sweet 16. Want to remind everybody, too, the special that we're going to have for the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby on Thursday, the 2nd of May, will be seen only here at the South Point Studio feed on YouTube. We won't have it on radio or any other outlet. So remember that. On that Thursday, we'll be going over the Kentucky Oaks Day and the Kentucky Oaks card for the following day, Friday, and a preview of what we're going to be doing for the seminar on Saturday, on Friday for Saturday. But that'll happen only at on the South Point Studio feed on the YouTube network. Okay, so it's on YouTube, only there for that Saturday. And don't forget, we're now on Instagram as well, that's for sure. All right, time to go to Rich Yang. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, now go ahead. Come on, stand up. Let's see it.
No, I'm going to just move the phone like this.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Springsteen Forever. Does it say, what's it? Springsteen what?
I think it's Springsteen Tour.
Springsteen Tour. All right, you can yeah. Bring it back up now. Now,
there we go.
Here's the deal. As you know, my niece jetted into town, and I went to see Bruce Springsteen here at the T-Mobile last weekend on Friday. You went to see Bruce Springsteen, but not here in Vegas, right?
Yeah, I had to go to San Diego, and I'll do a real quick story. I know we're short on time.
Go ahead. But,
birthday is in early December. Springsteen announced tour dates right before that because, if you remember, he had canceled his tour due to a health issue a year ago.
Right.
So San Diego was the nearest site to Vegas for the Springsteen tour. So my grandson bought us tickets for the San Diego concert. Uh-huh. And then 3 weeks later, Springsteen announced a Vegas yeah. date, which is the one you went to.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for me and my grandson, to try to resell the San Diego tickets with all the fees that they have and the resale brokers, stuff like that, and then to buy Vegas tickets, it would have cost us over $1,000 to do the transfer.
Oh, no.
So we ended up just saying, we'll keep our San Diego tickets and just go out there.
Keep the San Diego tickets and spend $1,000 gambling on horses. I think that's the best way to do it. In any case, Richie, I know that he does a special song when he's in each town. Now, here in Las Vegas, he did, obviously, Viva Las Vegas, his version of Viva Las Vegas. Did he do anything special in California for a California song?
Well, for San Diego, if you remember the song Rosalita, in the lyrics, there's a sign where there's a line where he talks about San Diego Bay.
Right.
And when he hit that line, the song, they stopped, and Springsteen just, you know, held the mic up to the crowd, and the crowd just roared out crazy. San Diego Bay in the middle of Rosalita.
Yeah. He did a great concert here. I'm sure he did there, too, as well. We're down to the Sweet 16, my man. Now it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Any thoughts about moving to March Madness week two when we start tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, before we take a look at the, you know, some of the numbers, if we got time to, for the games that are coming up, I have to kind of apologize. My individual games on the show, quite frankly, have stunk. But I'll tell you why they have stunk, Ralph. I'm betting this tournament this year the way I did last year. Uh-huh. And last year, the dogs were barking. If you remember, the Final Four was made up of three long shots, and Connecticut was a four seed. I bet the tournament the same way this year. A lot of underdogs, and the favorites are not only winning straight up, the favorites are winning by double digits, means they're covering almost all point spreads. So in all candor, I have not done well in individual games.
Well, now, all the favorites won on Sunday, right? And the favorites, you know, kind of the first, the Thursday and Friday, there were upsets. But then you got into the second round, so to speak, and the favorites just ruled. I know that, what did they win, 15 out of the 16 games on between Saturday and Sunday? Now, not all of them covered, but I mean, wow, money line bets were golden for the favorites.
Yeah, players who like to roll favorites in the money line and parlays, they just absolutely cleaned up because they were covering. Yeah. I know it was like all favorites, almost all favorites won straight up, but the high percentage of against the spread was almost as high. It was just incredible how the chalk came in.
Yeah, not even a question about that. All right, Richie, a quick look at some numbers, and if you got a horse, I'll take it. Otherwise, we'll let you go and get ready for the second weekend starting tomorrow.
Yeah, real quickly, you know, the numbers were announced on Sunday night after the games were played, and I'll just go over a couple of point spread changes. UConn opened up as a 9.5-point favorite over San Diego State. It's already been bet up to 11.5. Iowa State opened as a 2.5-point favorite over Illinois. That's been bet down to 1.5, so there's some Illinois money coming in. Two more games real quick. Houston and Duke. Houston opens a 3.5-point favorite. They've been bet up to 4.5. And the last game to mention is Purdue and Gonzaga. Open as a 4.5-point favorite, Purdue. That's been bet up to 5.5. So there have been some line movements.
Well, and you know that they're going to favor now the favorites because they did so well last weekend. But beware, folks. This is getting into the nitty gritty. These are the really good teams left in the tournament. And of course, we'll get your thoughts about tomorrow on tomorrow's show. Richie, you and Jerry Jackwitz both came with a winner for us on Sunday in the fifth race at Santa Anita. Kathkin Peak, who came from dead last to win, gave Umberto Rispoli his 2001 victory, 2001 career victories with that win at $6. And of course, Jonathan Source earlier, as Jonathan was saying, gave us a winner at Oaklawn Park that paid $6.20. Do you have anything in horses today?
Yeah, real quick, Turfway Park tonight, race number 4. It's a cheap claiming race, 7,500. Going a mile, two turns. Dropping down is a horse for Brendan Walsh, the number 2, Dark Side. 5-2 in the morning line with Luan Machado. I think this horse rolls late. Let's get the money home, Ralph, with number 2, Dark Side, race 4, Turfway.
All right. In the fourth race tonight at Turfway Park, number 2 is the play. We'll get some money for tomorrow's basketball, maybe, Richie, with that. In the fourth race at Turfway Park, number 2. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to blow off the final commercial because I got two more guys to bring on. So let's bring on John Lendo right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, my man, that's for sure. And, you know, we normally have a break between Richie and you, but I want to get you on and I want to get Jerry on, that's for sure. We've been rolling along with a lot of information on today's show. Give me a sense of what's going on in Southern California, an update for this weekend.
Well, it looks like rain in the forecast again this weekend,
Ralph.
Oh,
no.
We'll be good on Friday, but last time I checked, working on the Friday card, when I checked the weather, 90% chance of rain Saturday and a pretty good chance on Sunday as well. So we enter today for Saturday. We'll see what kind of entries we get for that Saturday card. The good part, Ralph, over at Oaklawn Park for the Arkansas Derby and the Gulfstream Park for the Florida Derby, weather should be good at both of those venues for those big days.
Now, John, I know that you got a little bit of change of a schedule for the Lindo Report. Remember, folks, the Lindo Report, every day that he publishes the Lindo Report can be had in only one place here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that is at this South Point Racebook right here at the South Point, free of charge exclusively for the horse players because they love horse players here. And, John, you're mixing it up a little bit this weekend because we got a lot going on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. With so much going on with those big cards, I'll do Santa Anita like I do every day. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, weather permitting. And with the Florida Derby card, I'll do that 14-race card at Gulfstream Park Saturday. And with the big races at Oaklawn Park, I'll do that late pick five, the last five races, 9 through 13, at Oaklawn Park on Saturday as well. So we'll be heavily loaded on Saturday when most of the people will be in the race book at the South Point.
Now, John, of course, because of that heavy load, you won't have a Lindo report tomorrow?
No, I'm actually doing the Oaklawn stuff and part of the Gulfstream today, so that precludes me from doing the Lindo report for Thursday. But, you know, I can come on. I'll come up with a place someplace for you, Ralph, for Thursday.
All right. You better, boy, because we got to start building up that bankroll for this weekend between all of the basketball going on behind us and all of the great horse racing that's going on behind us. We're gonna need some ammo for that, that's for sure. And, again, this weekend, you know, you got the UAE Derby coming up real early at Maidan Racecourse in Dubai. And, of course, the Dubai World Cup. Let's not forget that the Dubai World Cup, my goodness, I mean, it's a multi-million dollar race, and we get the rematch between Senor Buscador and of course, the Japanese horse that he just beat on the money in the Saudi Cup.
Right, that's a $12 million race, and Ushba Tesoro was really picking him up late. We'll find out how that goes. It'll be a terrific race, and you know, we'll see how Forever Young does, the Japanese horse in the UAE Derby. They want to come to the Kentucky Derby. So that would be two Japanese horses if he gets the points, because T.O. Forever qualified last weekend in Japan, and they say they're coming.
And, you know, I want to remind everybody, too, that when we talk about the fields for the Arkansas Derby, the Florida Derby, et cetera, it seems like there's just a few contenders in each one of those races. A lot of horses that will be making their stakes start first time in races such as these big 100-pointers for the Kentucky Derby. Gives you a sense of how wide open and this Kentucky Derby seems to feel. It doesn't feel like there's really like a couple of really contenders that everybody's waiting to battle out. You know what I'm saying? And as far as, you know, Bob Baffert's horses can't run in the Kentucky Derby, even if they win some of the races they're entered for, like the Santa Anita Derby or the Arkansas Derby. And certainly, you know, you've got Fierceness was the big hype horse after winning the Eclipse Award as a two-year-old. And he's, you know, in and out. And I guess his big race is Saturday in the Florida Derby. I mean, it's time to put up or shut up, right?
Right. And you know, you didn't even mention Conquest Warrior. This is his only chance to get Kentucky Derby points. So he's got to perform well in the Florida Derby if he wants to go on to the next step. But with these late developing kind of horses, when you limit them to one shot to get Derby points, you're completely dependent on a clean trip and maximizing that one chance. You know, horses like Timberlake and Fierceness, they basically have enough points to get in. So you just want to get a good race out of them. If they don't win, as long as they run well, they're okay. But a horse like Conquest Warrior, it's put up or shut up time.
You know, John, and we were with Jonathan earlier, we were talking about with Fierceness, since he's been in and out for most of his career, and certainly he got a trip, by the way, folks. If you look at the replay of the race that he won, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, that he got the Eclipse Award essentially locked up for, he had a trip in that race. And, you know, this seems to be like a horse that unless he gets his right trip, he just does not perform.
Well, we talked about it after the last race. He has not shown he can overcome adversity, and now he's drawn far outside in the Florida Derby, and that is not a good post at Gulfstream Park going a mile and eighth. He does have the speed to overcome it. I would expect his connections just put him on the lead from the outside, get out in the clear where it's safe, and he might work out the kind of trip he needs.
John, Southern California Racing is going through some changes, I guess, et cetera, that's for sure. Anything on the horizon out there? We don't want another shoe to drop for the Southern California Racing right now.
No, what we're basically waiting for now, I think the first racing group is discussing the first condition book for the spring portion of the Santa Anita meet, which starts up the week after the Santa Anita Derby. There's a dark week after the Santa Anita Derby, then back on April 19th. We want to find out what those purse levels are going to be after everything went down with the date situation and the dates going to Pleasanton in the fall. Santa Anita has to announce what the purse levels will be, and that'll be a discussion point. And we can talk about tomorrow, Ralph, some of the jockeys that you won't be seeing in Southern California as Keeneland opens.
Well, we know that Flavien Prat, of course, will be heading towards Keeneland as well. So it's that time of the year, John, that's for sure. And boy, I'll tell you what, when we turn the calendar, even starting really on Sunday, the final 2 days of this month, it's starting to really crank up for the Kentucky Derby 5 weeks from Saturday. And you'll be here doing a seminar with us and the Thursday show that we will highlight the Kentucky Oaks and races on the Kentucky Oaks Day show, which will be Friday. We'll be here Thursday right here at the South Point Studios with our special for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks, but only here that it's streaming on YouTube at the South Point Studio streaming network. So we're going to have a lot of fun, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, John. Keep that rain away.
Do our best. It's sunny today, but we've got our fingers crossed, Ralph.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, good luck today.
All right, now I got to remind everybody again that we are on Instagram, just started on Instagram, so join us on there as well. And now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Now, Jerry, here, I know that, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Okay,
just now, don't put us on TikTok.
No, I'm not. No TikTok for us. Anyhow, the only TikTok we refer to is the clock ticking away. But in any case, now we just saw John Lindo, nice short sleeve Hawaiian shirt. We got you in a nice short sleeve shirt. We got me here bundled up. But I got to tell you one thing: you two guys are sitting inside. I had to weather the cold weather outside driving to the studio here this morning, and I can tell you that it's a little bit more chilly out than you guys represent with your clothing.
Yeah, it's the advantages of being a professional handicapper as opposed to a. A host.
Okay, now you have been giving us on Wednesday's betting strategy, so go at it.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk about, you know, slightly off the, well, we're trying to find a key horse most of the time, and we're trying to make a wager that goes up and down in that race, in that. But there's another aspect to finding a key horse, and it's really the bringing together of different ideas. We had a fantastic example of it just the other day on the 23rd in the first race at Santa Anita. John gave out a horse, Get Kraken.
Yeah.
And if you had the power page, you know, the first thing you do is you would look and you'd say, oh, John Lindo, you know, being over at South Point, you have John's information or you're on the show here.
Right.
You know what John likes. And you would see that the Get Kraken is the second highest rated horse on the power page. And you'd say, oh, you know, this horse has got a really good chance. And you'd look at the odds and you would think about, you know, you could think about making a play on this horse. Now you have two, you know, two sets of information kind of pushing you in that direction. And John and I handicap very differently. So that really makes that very good. But well, then there's another factor is in this race, I have a V horse. And, you know, maybe Richie Ang had a long shot in his top three horses or John Hardoon. I have never V horse here. And right away you start to be able to say, well, you know, if I'm going to use John's horse as a key, you know, he's highly rated on the power page. John likes him.
Sure.
This tells me he's a high probability horse. There's a little bit of odds in him. Maybe he's 5-2, 3-1. There's enough nutrition in the price that if you can put together a nice exotic, you can come away really strong. So all you have to do, you don't have to be a genius. I'm just throwing in Jerry's V horse and maybe his top rated horse. And I'm throwing in one of Richie's horses. Now you're marrying the ideas, different people with different perspectives, different handicapping around a single idea, around John's idea, not even around my idea. What do you know? My horse beats John's horse, pays 36.60, and you got, boom, a huge exacta. On the play alone, I made 8-1.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that marrying ideas is really a much better idea than being competitive with everybody around you, which is really the human nature. You know, most of us go there and say, oh, my idea is better than your idea.
Correct.
But I don't want to use your idea because I'm betting against myself, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, and that, by the way, of the general public out there who's using your material and John's material and all that, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. When you have a horse that's a big price that somebody likes, you got to marry them together. And that's a great way of finding value all the time with live horses, that's for sure. All right, well, we have wrapped up this show again today. And so, Jerry, until we get back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you got one more thing to say? So go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.